knows it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How to Do Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. My name is Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we've got Jaren.
Hello.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hello. With new equipment.
New equipment and a new life's purpose. How's the G4 hunt going?
Pretty good. Pretty good, honestly. Good. It's been a weird ride because I had the G4 tweets that went out. Of course, everyone knows hashtag G4 Gage. I appreciate all the support and the follow-up videos that I've been receiving and all the people going, what is this? That's all been very helpful. And then I've made some other tweets that I thought were pretty good to other like people. Like I was tweeting around to a Smash Bros. Pro, and that tweet gained some traction. I was like, oh, a lot of likes on this. But then like as popular as that tweet was, and my G4 tweet, my most popular tweet over this course has been about chicken nuggets. So I'm not sure if I've gained any progress towards G4. Give me a phone call or not.
People love chicken nuggets. They I think that's the market that G4 is missing. I think that's something you can really bring to the table. And so I'm the chicken nugget guy. I don't know if you know how many likes I've gotten on this tweet about chicken nugs, but it's kind of astronomical.
I don't want to spoil the show or get ahead of it. My topic today is about nugs.
So, ooh, no.
Yeah. Stay tuned. There's your call to action, dummies. Please don't skip ahead an hour past the Tuesdays to listen to the Nug Talk.
Welcome to my Nug Talk.
Jake, they're talking about chicken nuggets.
We're talking about nuggets. So, yeah. What's up?
Well, I've got some nugget talk as well, but we can save that for after the Tuesdays.
Hell yeah. I don't have any other quips other than vote for me for G4. There's no voting process. Just go to my Twitter, twitter.com/GageEdwards, and retweets.
As long as you're registered in Twitter, you can vote.
Mm-hmm. Early retweeting started today. So go ahead. G4, the people are demanding. They want this ass-backwards conversation on G4. Do it. Oh, I do have news. We're on Apple Music Podcasts now. So there you go. Everyone who uses
and
Apple
on
Music.
Amazon
Music. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I was about to say, we were already on the Apple Podcast.
Apparently, I was looking at some other people who have joined Amazon Music as well, and I didn't read any of the terms of service. I don't care.
No, fuck it.
Apparently, part of like being on Amazon's music, which we are, you can't say bad things about Amazon.
I don't think we've said anything bad about the bees.
I mean, it's not going to stop.
I think we're good.
Yeah. If anything, we've said bad things about Zuck. Yeah, but not bees. Bees is my man.
If anything, us getting kicked off Amazon Music would probably give us some sort of publicity, right?
Right. With that said,
backwards clout, the man's putting us
censorship.
Down.
Yeah. And with all that said, fuck Zuck. Watch The Boys season 2 on Amazon.com.
Yeah, definitely watch The Boys season 2 on Amazon.com.
Yeah,
we started it, and it is the pretty intense.
The first season or the second season?
Second season.
Dude, I love this show.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy off the rip.
Did you watch
lie.
Up to season 5 or episode 5?
Yeah, I'm caught.
Okay.
Season 5?
Season 5? Wow. Yes.
I read
advanced
the book.
Screening. We're on Amazon Music.
Yeah.
We get advanced.
We get
the emails
early.
It's coming in hot. Yeah, that's cool. I'm afraid of everyone on that show.
I'm not. I'll fight them all.
I'd like to see.
I wouldn't win, but I would.
No,
I'm
no, absolutely not.
I'd punch Homelander in his peak. In his peak.
What would that... Oh, okay.
That guy's great. I don't know what that actor's done in anything else, but he's awesome.
He is literally the perfect cast
for Homelander.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
he's
dude.
Amazing.
I just, he's just got, like, it looks like he's got marbles in his jaw.
Yeah,
what,
dude.
What is that?
It's the same thing Tom Holland has, where it looks like he's hiding a frog in his mouth.
He's always so he's mad like, looking, bro. Yeah.
I like it so much.
I don't know.
He's so good. Although that scene about the milk made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, which one?
Just out of the both. Gate, huh?
Which both. One?
Season 2, episode 1?
Yeah.
God.
I don't think it was any more weird than the first season, though, what he was doing.
I mean, it was a person trying to help out with a kink, right? And this one is like,
yeah. He's helping himself.
Yeah.
I say
everybody drinks
him.
Milk like that.
He's like a cat.
Right.
Lapping it up.
Big laps.
Laps for daddy.
He's probably
daddy sad. Laps.
The show is very good, but it also makes me very uncomfortable sometimes.
Why?
It's so, like, just... Why?
Go ahead.
With the milk.
I was told that they cut out a part for the first season that was in the comics where Homelander's like, I'm Homelander, I can do whatever I want. He's jerking off on a dam.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't mean to do that on purpose. I was just saying damn.
Yeah, apparently they cut that out of the show.
That's too bad.
From what I heard.
Although the Homelander we know in the show doesn't really seem like he would do that.
Well, we don't know. Not yet.
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, no.
He might get a hold of more milk and might go for the fucking dam.
Do you think the milk gives him his powers? That's why he needs it.
No.
I think he's like the got milk spokesman.
I don't think he needs the milk, but I think because of...
Do you think the milk needs him?
I think it's a want, not a desire. Or it's a desire and a want, not a need.
I think guys just like milk.
I like milk. Specific. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm a milkman.
But you shouldn't. You gotta hate milk, Ian.
He's fixed.
It's bad for you.
I fixed my milk.
We fixed it with the
fixed
fish.
Milk.
Fixed milk.
I don't want, if I go to a store and see a gallon of milk that says fixed milk on it, not buying it. 0%.
I would buy that one right away. Are you kidding me? That means that there's something wrong with the other milk.
No.
And this one's fixed.
It sounds like bullshit marketing. Okay. Like, yeah, the other milks, they ain't fixed up.
We fixed these.
That implies there's something wrong with the other milk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean.
Marketing.
I don't want to get crazy here, but the first milk scene we were talking about is when he's drinking breast milk.
Yeah.
Mom milk.
Y'all doing it? Y'all drinking some breast milk?
Absolutely not.
Well, we talked about it one time on the show, remember?
I don't
remember. Yeah. Is it normal to drink your own breast milk?
I don't drink my breast milk.
Well, you're missing out.
I barely drink any milk at all.
Proteins.
So.
Yeah, I don't really
drink BBD.
You need to up that up right now.
Proteins?
Go get you some chalky milk and you can drink milk.
I like chocolate milk.
I do love some chocolate milk.
But if someone tells me it was made with breast milk, I'm probably not touching it.
Yeah, not going to do that.
Then don't listen. Just drink the milk.
Cool.
What you don't know will not hurt.
I guess
you. If I got shot and nobody told me that I got shot, I'd be fine. I'd live.
You'd be fine.
But if someone said you got shot, I'd be like, well, I'm dead.
I'm pretty sure you'd know if you got shot.
It's that whole.
I don't think you'd need somebody to tell you.
I'm kind of buying into Ian's thing. It's that whole thing where if like a kid falls down and it doesn't know that it should be hurt or crying until everyone else is like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah,
and the kid's
true.
Like,
oh wait, I'm supposed to cry.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be hurt.
That's it's true. The.
Just well, saying.
You know, when I was a kid, I got hit in the face with a rock. Above my eye.
This explains so much.
And I was bleeding everywhere. Mm-hmm. Didn't say a word. And like I felt water, well, I thought it was water, dripping into my eye.
Oh, that's right.
And you know, I like wiped my face and then I saw blood on my hand and immediately.
Yeah.
Because right. You freak out.
What, you
maybe
don't know
you're right.
What you don't know.
It's Looney Tunes.
But I don't know, dude. I think
don't
a
look
shot.
Down.
I think
just
you're
don't
getting
look
shot is a little different.
Well, Ian, here's what we do. I'll send you some chocolate milk
you'll
made with 2% whole titty. Whatever kind of milk you want, fine.
Boobus.
And I will shoot you also in the same day. We'll see what hurts.
If
what
I
doesn't.
Know. That's why I drink lactose-free milk, because if I don't
it came
know,
from
and it's
titty.
Just, it's just, it could be lactose. We don't know if it's lactose or real.
It won't
hurt me.
If I find out I've ever gotten, like, not that I have, I'm an adult, got chocolate milk at a restaurant. Like, if I went to Perkins and got chocolate milk there or something, and I, because it doesn't say on the menu what milk they're using to, you know, make it.
Why Perkins? Right. Why'd you pick Perkins?
Where else
would
you get
like
chocolate
Applebee's?
Milk?
That's something that they would
do,
Applebee's I feel like.
Bring me a chocolate milk?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Applebee's has chocolate 100%. Milk. So does Olive Garden. So does Ruby Tuesdays.
Why do you know so many
TGI
chocolate
for?
Milk locations? Are you getting chocolate milk if you're like linguine at Olive Garden or something?
This
I
is the sponsorship we don't
to
know
answer
about.
That is the thing. I get my chocolate milk in mysterious ways, and it doesn't matter where, but I get it.
I don't like mysterious chocolate milk ever.
Well, life's a
carton,
mystery.
Non-carton.
I don't know. No, I like you do the big jug. Do the one
okay.
the 1 gallon jug of that smooth chocolate milk.
I'm not a big fan of the thick chocolate milk.
Yeah, it is a little thick. It's a little thick.
You know what I miss?
Go ahead.
I miss the school lunch cartons of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would kill them.
But Parker. Again, I don't know where that milk came from. That's
I don't
another
know
example.
Either. Well, no.
Know
you know where that came from because it had a cow on it.
They could lie.
Well,
if I had a picture
never.
Of a cow and then I had hot dogs, would you think that it was from a cow, the hot dogs were?
Yes.
Yeah.
What, do you think that Chick-fil-A comes from cows?
No.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But it's got a cow on it.
But it's called Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
It doesn't say chicken.
But it's got
it's
a
called
cow.
Chicken sandwich.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but you call it whatever you want.
And they're called chicken nuggets.
It's the milk we're probably drinking ain't milk.
No.
It's just called milk.
It's just called milk.
It's chocolate drink. It's all Yoo-Hoo.
Ooh, Yoo-Hoo's good.
Okay, hey, Jared, let me ask you this. Do you think that tuna, the chicken of the sea, is chicken, or do you think that's fish?
No, I think it's tuna.
It says chicken.
It's called tuna fish.
But there's a picture of a happy tuna on
it. A big tuna on it.
But it says chicken. It's called chicken of the sea.
But it's in quotations.
Why would it not be
chicken?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's chicken of the sea. It has to be chicken.
You have
right?
to use your critical thinking skills, Ian.
Big brain boys.
And
like
this
us.
Is where we
big
go back.
Brain
this is
time.
Where we go back to what you don't know will not hurt you.
Yeah, huh?
All I learned from this is I get to shoot Ian with a gun.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right,
you do.
That was confirmed.
Only
we
you
got
to
it
try.
We got it on audio and everything.
All right, so we need a volunteer who can put Nesquik in a cup and some little squirts in there. Little. Breasty milk.
What are we doing here? Did we start the show?
We're hanging out.
Deuces?
Sure, go ahead.
Can somebody lead me in? I can't just...
I want a cold open. I want a cold open.
It's September.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't.
Was
I wish it was I wish
decided?
It was September, but I don't remember.
He was here when we decided.
I don't remember what it is.
I want Kyle to do a cold open.
Do you remember?
Oh, God.
The 22nd day of September. And it's Clown Day.
Ooh. Surrounded by a bunch of clowns right now.
Mm.
Back to the only one here is Jarrett.
What'd you say to me?
The only one around him is Jarrett.
He can see you, though.
Well, yeah, that doesn't...
So that's the same thing.
Did you guys ever go no. through that like phase of being afraid of a clown?
No.
Yeah, neither did I.
No.
Jared, yeah, absolutely, of course. He's a big old baby. Say it.
I think clowns are misunderstood.
What does that mean?
Clowns are meant to bring joy. That's what the happy, bright colors are for.
Name clowns that have brought joy versus clowns that have not brought joy and see how many we can come up with.
Pogo the Clown.
Who is that?
You don't remember Pogo?
Probably a murderer.
It sounds like a murderer already.
That is a murderer.
But he brought joy in some
we
ways.
To be fair to Ian, we didn't say which list we're starting first.
Exactly.
Yeah. So murderers first. Pogo, whoever the fuck this is.
John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne
yeah,
Gacy.
that was Pogo.
The same person.
Same okay. person.
Real. That is a real clown. First of all,
that was a real person.
Pagliacci.
Ronaldo McDonaldo.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sure. Go ahead.
So that's one and one.
Yeah.
And no,
say,
that's
Kyle?
False. Ronaldo McDonaldo is terrifying.
He's amazing. You give terrifying. Me all them happy. His they wouldn't be called happy meals if he wasn't happy.
Happy tricks.
His intention is not to be terrifying.
Kicking happy tricks.
His intention is very terrifying.
But he does hang out with questionable characters.
Like a Listen, like what?
Oh,
a purple chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Hamburglar,
a thief.
A
convicted felon.
Is
a
the mayor
that man. Looks like she's a pilot, but I don't know if she's ever flown.
And
with
a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Two no, hamburgers.
It's a bird. Also, two men who have
hamburger
heads.
Faces, yeah. Mayor McCheese
you're,
and Officer Mac.
Judging his friendships?
Yes.
Yeah, I am, because he's friends with food.
I'm judging,
it's fucking
I'm
creepy.
Judging whatever nuclear reactor they live next food? To in this McDonald's town.
Listen, the fact of the matter is that clowns are terrifying. They are nothing but terrifying.
There's no way we got one in one.
They're here. Nothing but happiness, it looks like to me.
There was an old clown show that I watched as a kid, and the clown
Bozo.
There was very happy. Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, terrifying.
That was the only other good one I could think of.
Two and one.
Two and one.
Killjoy.
How about It? The Killer it. Clowns from Space.
Yep.
Killjoy.
It wasn't
Killjoy,
a clown.
Sure. The clown.
It was a space being.
The clown from Poltergeist.
Let's see. List of murder clowns.
What about the singing clown? The theater singing clown.
Tim Burton?
Tim Burton.
Yep.
He's a good clown.
How about every Joker ever, and then Jared Leto counts for four.
Well, Jared Leto counts as a bad Joker, so the rest are good. So that's a lot more for good than I thought.
No, they're not good. They don't have good intentions.
What?
If he's not bad, then he's got to be good.
No, yeah. They're all murder. We're talking
but
about
But they're
murder.
Good, right?
Debatable.
It's good on who you ask. Are you asking the devil or are you asking God?
Well, let me ask you this. God's does Joker actually murder people, or does Joker put people in scenarios that they could die in?
It's not Jigsaw. He's Joker. He killed people. He killed people in The Dark Knight. He killed people in the first Batman movie.
Yeah, I'm actually real upset that I looked up that list.
Killed people in Suicide Squad.
I'm cool without seeing it now.
What, bad clowns? The thing is, I can only name two good clowns.
I looked up list of murder clowns, and I'm sweating from looking at it right now, so I'm not going to do that anymore.
You should go to the bathroom and change your tampon.
You guys ever see that the documentary about that clown that's creepy? Like, you can pay him to be creepy?
Wrinkles the Clown, I want to say?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I haven't seen that because I'm not sure if it's real or not.
It's
if it turns out to be like real,
I think it's real.
Like fourth kind real or real.
You know what? I'm going to rent it tonight. I'm going to watch it. I'll let you know. How about that?
Okay, that's all you do. Thank you.
Yeah, do you know what this is?
Nope.
Basically, you can rent this guy to visit your friends
off like Craigslist. Yeah,
and he like walks around in this weird clown mask and just like stands 20 feet behind you at all times, and he's just like following as a clown holding balloons. You brought balloons.
Don't worry. You'll see them near your birthday, Jerry.
I'll send you a picture of them
right now. You'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, what a great gift that would be.
What about Puddles from Puddles Pity Party?
I don't know what this
is. The guy that sings good.
We said look Tim him Burton.
Up. No, Tim Burton's a man. This is a golden god.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not actually. You know what? To be fair, I'm not sure Tim Burton is a man.
That's what about fair. Benny Hill?
Not a clown.
Red Skelton.
Hill. Has it on here that he's a clown.
He may be dressed
Benny
up as
Hill
a clown.
From the Benny Hill show.
Most notoriously
Bubbles.
Not a clown.
Oh, Bubbles Krusty the clown.
Krusty the Clown's not a good person.
Okay.
Who's Bubbles?
Sideshow Mel.
Bubbles is me.
Again, not
he's
good
not a
people.
Clown, is he?
Kyle. Sideshow Bob.
He has a British accent.
Good.
How is he not good?
That's not a question.
That's actually exactly how.
He doesn't sound like us, Kyle. He's bad. All I'm saying is clowns in media have been more evil than good.
I think
they're just painted in a bad light. There's good on both sides.
Yeah, right. Well, sure. Thanks, Star Wars. yeah, there's a bunch of clowns. Everyone that showed up in The Last Jedi. Everyone responsible for making that movie. Clowns. All of them. And they're bad people because of it.
You know, I still haven't seen the newest Star Wars movie.
I like it. A lot of people don't, but I like
the newer Star Wars movies.
Good.
I still haven't seen Force Awakens and on.
Damn, Ian.
I refuse to.
Finish Harry Potter first, and then you can do it.
Well, we're on the death... No. Yes, we're on the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2, so we're almost at the end.
I can't believe it. You started at Part 1 yet?
No.
Okay.
I kind of sort of fell asleep last night, too.
Oh, he fell asleep in the Half-Blood Hard. Prince. Oh,
yeah.
The Half-Blood Prince.
Because there's a lot of that movie I don't remember happening.
There was bird murder.
Mm-hmm. Murder.
She shot birds at Ron, and they popped into the door, and it was bird murder, and nobody said anything. Harry was like, I guess you hate seeing him kiss this other girl. Shouldn't have been a
bitch. the stalker girl, yeah.
I will warn you.
I forgot that whole subplot, too.
Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 1 is a lot of filler, and a lot of it could be just a 20-minute pre-roll to the next movie. So get ready for
Aren't all of the movies really filler, if you think about it?
No. This one, like, I usually feel like they're pretty good ABC plots going on in the other movies. This one is just like a straight up, like,
Let's
could have condensed
into
this.
Two movies.
Yeah, they could have shortened it down and really condensed this into one small thing and then put it on the other movie. Just made that one a little extra longer.
Oh, I watched Snape kill Dumbledore with Abracadabra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does do that. Yeah. So now you understand why.
Grabbed you.
Now you understand. You understand?
No.
Just because he saw it doesn't mean he understands it.
No, he understands now.
No, he has learned. Yeah.
Donnie Draco Malfoy is a pussy bitch, and I hate him.
Yeah, he sucked ever since like the third movie.
He should have nutted up and just fucking shot him.
Think of how cool he'd be.
He'd be the coolest.
He could have had the next book title.
Holy shit, he killed Dumbledore, this little bitch.
That's what chapter 14 says. That's the only page of chapter 14. Holy shit. Well, it's next day.
Take your vitamins day.
Anyone take vitamins? I do. I got a bottle right up there.
Sometimes.
Your little gummies.
I tried to, and I didn't feel any different, so I gave up.
I'm not gonna, so stop asking.
Two a day. Little gummies.
Are they gummy?
Yep.
Are they one a days?
No.
No.
Is the brand one a day?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because if it's one a day and you're taking two a day, you're breaking the rules.
No, I'm super healthy that way.
Well,
duh.
Did you hear about that kid that ate a bunch of vitamins? And he ended up getting like a giant lump on his stomach, and they had to do a bunch of surgery to get rid of it?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
if you're 150 pounds and you're six feet tall and you take one a day vitamin, if somebody's 6 feet tall and they're 300 pounds, should they take two?
No, they should you're lose two weight people. First.
They're trying with the vitamins, Ian.
Vitamins you don't don't take make vitamins lose to weight. Lose that, weight. That's
you know,
not how should, it
you
works.
Know that. You know
it's
who,
a health increase.
Yeah, Jared, here's what you gotta do.
Asking if you're if you weigh two people, should you take two vitamins?
No, you should lose that other person because you're gonna die anyways.
What I would recommend,
I like to think this is on the bottle. Well, yeah. If you weigh two people, take two.
What I recommend is doing steroids.
Okay, lose awesome.
It. Just a little,
just a little bit of steroids just to lose it. But if you're 300 pounds, maybe a good bit.
Just a good, a
maybe
good
a little
bit.
Bit more than a little bit.
Yeah, maybe
just do the whole bottle once,
straight in your stomach, that needle.
So that lump in her stomach, was that just pure vitamins?
It was this little kid that would eat gummy vitamins.
It was the Flintstones
moved from
characters.
A different country. Well, they moved from a different country, and he liked gummies. Mm-hmm. So his parents just bought him these gummies, and then they were like multivitamins.
How expensive.
And so it's just a fucking like lump like that big in his stomach of just vitamins that like, and he like almost died.
You can buy like 12 times the amount of gummy bears for the same amount of like a bottle of vitamins.
I know.
And they're like, yeah, these look, let's get these healthy gummies.
Yeah, let's get these gummies that are in the medicine aisle. Yeah. What the fuck?
They're from a different country. They might not have those.
Yeah, they're in a different country.
But I used to take Flintstones vitamins to kids.
Being from a different country doesn't excuse you from being stupid.
What if they were also...
Doesn't it?
What if the aisle no. they were in had vitamins and at the end, little candies? What if it was Halloween? They put up the candies. Little Rite Aids would fuck that up. Mm-hmm. Their end caps would be candy.
I think Gage might be from a different country.
I take vitamins.
Because he's fucking stupid. Yeah.
If I eat two gummy bears a day, am I okay?
Oh my god. What?
All right, cool. Take your vitamins. Take someone else's vitamins.
Also,
sorry, go ahead.
It's also pretend to be a ninja day.
Who wants to start?
I hated that phase of like kids being like, I'm a ninja. And like they played that ninja game. You get to slap people's hands.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me and Ian both know exactly what Ian is talking about.
Yeah, that shit was so annoying to me when I was a kid.
Was there
still,
like a ninja
still,
party
still does.
Up here?
Ninja. Still does.
Everyone's like, got that shirt that's like, asked to see my ninja, and they put it over their head, and it's like a fake mask.
I've never seen a ninja one like
You've
that.
You've never seen those?
No, I've seen like those shirts, but not like a ninja one.
Really?
Yeah.
You never seen the sweat? Like, what about the sweatshirts with like the zip up face that has like?
No, yeah, I've seen stuff like that, sure, but I've never seen the person like fully commit and like do like the dog, I'm a ninja, like almost unironically.
Like, if you're doing like a LARP or a character, that's one thing. But
sure.
People that like
yeah
every day are just like
if you're talking to other people who aren't in on the bit, that's different.
It's not a bit. I'll show you.
Like I have friends that role play.
Yeah.
And they'll roleplay as ninjas, and I'm like, that's fucking dope. You know, you do you. But I mean, like, the kids that, like, run around and try to jump off stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's they're running down the hallways, like, jumping up on lockers, like, doing, like...
It's that damn anime.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the damn it.
Damn Naruto.
What would happen is these kids would come home from school, turn on Toonami, learn new moves, go to school, practice them.
And
they
would also
trouble.
Grunt at people and growl.
They would grunt.
Too.
And
they would,
sharpen pencils too long.
The kids that would run in the hallways for no reason, fall down, cry, get back up like you didn't see them.
They would make the little ninja stars out of paper and throw them at people.
Run around with their books on their head.
Or footballs. Yeah.
Those are jocks, Kyle. Let's not get it confused.
Yeah, those are Chads. Get real. That's Chad, Bryce, and Tyler.
We're ninjas are the ones that make the, like the...
No,
noises,
that's,
right?
That's martial. That's taekwondo.
That's kind of a ninja, though.
I thought ninjas did that too. Or
you
like
know, ninjas are
ninjas
silent.
Are quiet.
Right, so ninjas are supposed to be quiet. But I thought like if you're seeing a ninja on TV, like the character would be like, "Whoa!" And like that didn't make any sense.
No, that's
to
like
me.
Bruce Lee. That's like just
maybe
like
if
regular
they get
martial
caught.
Arts. I think.
Like maybe you know if they like smoke bomb and then they're like right in front of you.
Or they forget to leave.
And then they beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
A gong just goes off.
I never got into ninjas as a kid. I dressed up as a ninja one for Halloween. I never stuck around. I like Ninja Turtles, but They never really felt like ninjas to me. They just turtles
ate
pizza.
I think I was one of the Ninja Power Rangers once for Halloween.
I remember Ninja Power Rangers. It was some cool shit.
Was it called Ninja Power Rangers?
It's Power Rangers Ninjas, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to say it was like Ninja. Was it Ninja Storm? That doesn't sound right.
Ninja Storm.
It was Ninja Storm. It was Ninja Storm.
Sounds cool.
There was only three of them. It was red, yellow, and blue. And then all of a sudden, like, the hamster that was training them, his son, who was a person, became the green Ninja Ranger.
What
there
are
was
you
a bad
about?
Two Rangers that was a dark blue and a maroon.
Yes, it was. Power Rangers Ninja Storm. That's not the one I was, though.
Were you like Zeo or
what
something?
Were you,
Beetleborg?
Oh, yeah.
How many iterations of Power Rangers have there been? American Power Rangers.
15.
Was that?
I think 12 or 15.
Damn.
Because it started with Alien Force, and then it was Zeo, and then it was Mighty Morphin, and then it was Turbo.
Keep going.
And I think it was Time. No, it was Power Rangers in Space.
Okay, sure. Why not? They
and
already jumped the shark
with
space.
It was Time Force.
Time Force.
Dino Thunder, maybe. And then Wild.
I don't like this list. Are you making this up? Or are you?
No.
I promise he's not making it up.
You pulled
no,
get a list there?
It.
I can pull up a list.
Go ahead.
I don't think that's in order, though. I know that Alien Force, Zeo, Mighty Morphin, and then Power Rangers in Space, those I believe are all in order, and then I can't remember if it's Time.
Let's see.
Time Force.
I thought okay. Mighty Morphin was one.
So we got
Mighty Morphin is three.
No, the first one, 1993, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm.
Oh wow,
1996.
No, Mighty Morphin was the first American iteration, but it stole like Power Rangers footage from Japan, and we just put American kids in the walking around scenes.
This could be wrong. I don't know. But anyways, we got Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Then we got Power Rangers Zeo, Power Rangers Turbo, Power Rangers in Space.
Turbo.
We got Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
So they're in space and Lost Galaxy?
Yep.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy was really good.
We got Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
I remember Lightspeed Rescue.
Power Rangers Time Force.
Okay.
Did you already say Alien Rangers?
No.
Alien Rangers was two.
I don't know what the fuck Alien
Zeo?
Rangers is.
Zeo was four.
Oh,
according
so this must
to,
be missing some then.
Yeah, so Ooh. it was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And then it was Alien Rangers. And then Power Rangers Zeo, Turbo, Space, Rangers in Space, Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, Wild Force, which I remember, Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, SPD, which I remember, Mystic Force, Sunblock. Operation Overdrive, Jungle Fury, which I remember, RPM, which was a car one.
Yeah.
And then they did Samurai, Super Samurai, Mega Force and Super Mega Force, Dino Charge, which had Tommy in it.
Hell yeah.
Dino Super Charge. Ninja Steel, Super Ninja Steel, Beast Morphers, and Dino Fury is the current one at 28. So 28 iterations.
Good on you, Power Rangers.
Damn.
And that's 2021 is when Dino Fury is supposed to come out, which I thought Dino Fury was already out.
So are Power Rangers ninjas then?
I think so.
No, they're Power Rangers. They're like police.
Are ninjas not police?
No.
No, they're like black.
They're
cops.
Assassins. They're rogues.
Okay,
they're ninjas with handcuffs.
We can't talk about it.
The Power Rangers were the good guy police.
Because
there's bad guy police, which you can see when Tommy became a bad guy as the Green Ranger when he was attacked by Lord Z bewitched. He was a bad guy cop.
Yeah.
In Ninja Storm, there was two bad guy cops. It was a dark red one and a dark blue one, and then they got switched over to the good side.
This is a lot of knowledge that I'm not going to retain.
Too many Power Rangers, man.
Gonna retain.
There's
too much.
So many Power Rangers.
So if they're good guy cops, if someone says Blue Lives Matter, can I show them a picture of the Blue Ranger and be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be like, he does.
It better be this one you're talking about.
This is Billy from Mighty Morphin. You better respect.
Respect.
It's also that dumb kid from Turbo that for some reason became the Blue Ranger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to sweepstakes.
Yeah. Well, Rocky broke his back when he was fighting with Tommy in the movie, and he became the Blue Ranger because Rocky couldn't be the Ranger.
Do you
want
to do this show alone? Do you want to just have this? Do you want to do this yourself?
No, it's okay. I don't want to turn this into a Harry Potter sitch.
Welcome to the Dat TV place where we talk about fucking Power Rangers for an hour.
I mean, the last Power couple Rangers podcasts have been Harry Potter, and now it's Power Rangers. So. Actually, one of them is all about me and G4, which is pretty cool. We can do that again if you want.
All
right. It's also Chainmail Day.
Chainmail
Day.
Like stuff you wear, you think or
Power
the stuff
Rangers
you email.
Chainmail under their suits.
Which Power Rangers? The medieval ones? Were there medieval ones? Time Force?
Oh, man. They should do a medieval Power Rangers.
Power Rangers in King Arthur's court.
Power Rangers back in time.
Or Power Rangers Camelot.
That's a good one. That's
pretty good. But I feel like Camelot's already taken.
All of the Power Rangers. King Arthur. Ian just got really out of focus.
Yeah. He's blurry.
All of the Power Rangers are, you know, the different knights, you know?
Arthur.
No, Arthur's like
Jim.
Arthur's like the big floating head, you know.
Zoran?
Yeah, Zoran.
I almost said Zeus.
Zoran.
Zeus.
Well, how about Greek Power Rangers?
Power Ranger. Ooh. Power Rangers Knights or something. Ooh.
Knights is good too. Knights in the Dreams.
Power Rangers of the Court.
Ooh.
The Round Table.
Stop giving out ideas for free.
If the next season of Power Rangers is this fucking Camelot shit,
we're suing.
I'm going
somewhere. Shit and cum. I'm beast that angry.
What an incredible body response to this amount of anger.
He shitted and cummed. He was so mad.
They probably just rip off the storyline to that Heath Ledger movie, right?
A Knight's Tale.
Ledger was in a movie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, A Knight's Tale.
One or three I could name.
That's a good movie.
A Knight's Tale? I haven't seen it in forever. Yeah.
Oh.
Give me the summary in 20 seconds.
So there's this guy, and he is a little kid. His dad's all poor, and he's poor, but he wants to be a knight, and he fights this guy. But he falls in love with this girl who's a queen or a princess or something.
10 more seconds.
And he wants to be a knight. So this other knight that he works for dies, and he fills in for him so that the guy can still win. And then he ends up winning, and then he becomes his own knight, and he gets knighted by the king.
20 seconds.
And then he dances with the lady, and then they fight and stuff, and he gets this naked guy to talk for him, and then he gets stabbed in the arm at the end, and then they fight again, but he knocks the other guy off his horse, which means he gets his horse, and then they all fall in love and they win.
All right, that was about 35 seconds, but I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
God.
I don't feel like I learned anything, but
a lot of deception, sounds like.
Now you don't need to watch the movie again. You already know.
What a great career for Heath Ledger, you know? 10 Things I Hate About You, A Knight's Tale, some Batman movie. What a great time.
You skipped over one.
Which one?
You know. Brokeback Mountain.
Oh! And
Patriot.
I never saw Patriot.
Hey, he was in that with Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
He was Mel Gibson's son. And he got shot and killed.
Spoilers. I'm not going
to
watch Patriot.
Well, welcome to the show. It's been more than 2 weeks since that movie came out. You should have seen it by now.
No. You kidding?
It just recently. It just got the 2 weeks.
We're actually on the 15th day. Can you believe it?
Missed it by a day.
Damn.
I watched that movie in fifth grade.
Patriot?
Yeah.
In school?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the cannonball when it hits the guy in the head?
Him, yep.
Okay. Maybe I did see this.
Yeah, we watched that in
fifth
grade.
Yeah, and he's like, aim small, miss small to his little kid. And that's how he teaches him how to shoot.
What are they talking about?
He's shooting guns. He goes, aim small, miss small.
I understand.
Because they have to kill all these English boys for taking this son.
All right. Well, what a movie this sounds like.
It's a wild one. He goes, William! I think. Or is that Braveheart?
I feel like this has happened in a lot of movies.
No, he says, William! Oh. When he's chasing him.
I never saw Braveheart.
That's not Pirates of the Caribbean.
It could have been.
It could be. We're talking about Orlando Bloom. Actually, I don't think I've seen any Mel Gibson movie except for Passion.
Wow.
Of the Christ.
Signs?
Nope.
Really?
Never
really?
Seen
it.
Hold on. So the Mel Gibson movie you have seen
is the one he made? Yeah.
is passion.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's, you need to watch Signs. Right. You need to watch Patriot. You need to watch Braveheart.
I know what happens in all of these movies.
What?
The all these movies. I guess I know what happens in Signs.
Well, what's Signs about then?
Signs is when they're like, oh, we're an alien life form that came to Earth, but we're affected by water, and I can't believe we came to the planet that's covered by 70% of water. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, the girl's leaving water around all the time? Oh, the aliens are fucked up over this thing. And Mel Gibson's there, and I forget the other guy that's in it.
Wrong. The aliens never said any of that.
You don't remember the other guy that's in it?
No.
The other guy? Just the other guy?
Just the other guy that, I don't know, won Actor of the fucking Year last year? Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, cool.
The Joker.
No idea. Oh, another clown that killed people.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't kill anyone except for his mom and also Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And also the and three the guys fat on guy. The
sub. Yeah. A body count of at least 5. Oh, no, sorry, 6. He killed another clown.
Yeah, well, the fat guy.
Oh, well, if on that case, then there was like 4 other good clowns.
No, they were not good clowns. They set
the
him up
to get fired.
The midget
was a good clown.
No, he wasn't.
What do you mean, no, it wasn't?
We didn't get to see his side of the movie. Just one scene.
But Joaquin Phoenix said, you were always nice to me.
But he didn't know him outside of work. They didn't hang out.
We don't know that.
He didn't hang out with anybody. He made up relationships with Zazie Beetz.
He hung out with his mom.
Only.
And he hung out with
He did not hang out with her.
He hung out with his book.
His book, yeah. He hung out at comedy clubs alone and wrote stuff down that other people said.
Don't say that. Kyle's here.
Last day?
Sure.
National Hobbit Day.
We are actually watching The Hobbit after we finish Harry Potter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're watching Lord of the Rings at the same time as Harry Potter. I was like, that is a lot of nerd shit
going on.
We're going
to finish Harry Potter, then we're going to watch the whole Lord of the Rings with the Hobbits.
All 6 of them?
Yeah.
Are you doing the extended?
Is there 6? Oh, there is 6.
I don't know. Dude, they're on HBO.
I don't know what's... I think just the normal
is
on
HBO. If you do the extended versions, they're like 4-hour movies each.
Yeah, I know.
God.
I tried.
We watched Harry Potter last night. I was drunk, and Kyle fell asleep. We watched him from 10 till like 3 in the morning.
Damn.
We watched 2 Harry Potters a night.
Wow. No thanks.
I've tried watching Lord of the Rings. I've watched that first one like 3 times. I have no desire to go to the second one.
They're not bad.
They're good.
Really?
To watch once.
So you've never seen 2 and 3?
Nope. I think maybe I've seen the end with 3, but I definitely haven't seen any of the Hobbit movies.
I saw all 3 Lord of the Rings movies opening weekend in movie theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
They're good movies.
No. I really wanted to be asleep.
I don't love high fantasy. The only high fantasy thing I've ever cared about at all is Lord of the Rings. Not Lord of the Rings, sorry. Game of Thrones. I just fucked it up. Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Yeah. Game of Thrones sucks.
Huh?
It's so bad.
Oh.
That didn't come
through. Your mic was cutting out. At least
I'll let you hear it when you edit it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, Game of Thrones is the only thing that fucking tickled my fancy for high fantasy. Everything, I don't give a shit about Walking Trees, which is like the next movie, I think, after the first one.
That's half of it, actually.
I don't care about Rudy talking to Bilbo about whatever the fuck's going on and why they gotta go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Don't care. Take the Eagles or something.
They try to find a cure for the disease, and that's a whole subplot where Sam and Bilbo go off to labs and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't. Never seem cool.
They're good movies. They're good people.
I'm glad that you liked it. Get ready to watch all 6 of them.
I will.
Are they available on Amazon Prime?
HBO, baby.
HBO. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff on HBO.
Our podcast is not on HBO. Also, I can't watch HBO unless I'm on my computer because motherfuckers don't have a deal with Roku for an app. It's pissing me off.
Ooh.
I use this and then I stream it.
I can't do it because it's a Roku TV. Won't happen. Oh, Roku's like, HBO's like, no, we don't do that. Fuck you. So thanks. So much stuff on HBO I want to watch, but I have to sit on my fucking computer when I do it. What a first world problem this is. That's the Doozays?
And that's it for the Doozays.
Go ahead, Ian.
Fellas, did you guys know that TikTok was supposed to get banned today?
That's what I heard.
It got sold.
Today was the day that TikTok and WeChat were getting banned. I don't know if WeChat got saved, but TikTok got saved.
By our Lord and Savior, bad. Jesus Christ.
It got saved by Oracle and apparently Walmart.
Yeah, I heard that.
That bought TikTok.
Do you guys? So does that mean we're going to see TikTok shirts at Walmart?
I think so.
I'm sure that they already are there.
Do you, are you, how have your guys' TikTok endeavors gone? I remember us talking about making TikToks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody followed through with that.
I deleted the app.
Deleted it.
Pretty quick.
I deleted it as well. I don't have it. It was app. not for me.
I can't believe.
But
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but now, like, is it so we cannot access it after?
No,
cannot
you can.
Newly install it. Oh, you can.
Yeah, because Walmart, it's now 100% owned by American companies, so China's cut out.
Okay, well then, never mind what I was going to say.
Is that true?
Then.
I thought China still had a stake in it.
No, as far as I'm aware, they are now owned by the United States, like United States companies.
Because I thought that Byte company or whatever kept portion of it. So now, like, both America and China had bits of it, and we controlled like a majority of it or something. Yeah, bites of it.
Bits and bites of it.
But then, like, Trump wanted a cut of the deal because he was the one that was like, the Chinese can't have a popular app in America. They're stealing our information. And now that they both have access to it, both of them are stealing our information. So.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That President Trump
nobody's allowed to steal Americans' information except for us.
Right.
Except for America, yeah. That's how China works. China's not allowed to have Facebook or Twitter or anything like that.
But they do use WeChat all the time.
Yeah, that's how you communicate. Because mm-hmm. they can't have WhatsApp over there.
Right. And a lot of people here use WeChat to communicate to families over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal.
Now it looks like everyone's communicating through TikTok.
Also, I just don't give a shit about TikTok. I just don't care.
I do not either. Yeah, God damn, I do not care about TikTok.
Right. It's like I watch like watching small funny videos. I like Vines and stuff, but TikTok is majority like
it's 12-year-olds like dancing.
From what I've seen, it's all dancing.
I'm super not into that.
I've seen a lot of cringe. Yeah. I've seen a lot of like there's something that's getting passed around a lot now, especially with like fights against police and military and things like that, where it's like people are on there who are like, "Oh, you think these tattoos and stuff make me a bad, weird person? Well, guess what?" And then it's like a swipe, and then it's a police uniform, and I'm like, fucking losers. Yeah. No one gives a shit.
They did this. A lot of girls were doing the same thing. They do their makeup to make themselves look really ugly and be like, "Oh, you think I look ugly?" And then they'd swipe the camera, and then they'd have a bunch of other makeup on that didn't make them ugly.
And then they're like, "Guess who's an asshole now?" And like, no, you're an asshole for wasting a fucking minute of my time.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
Yeah, thanks. Also, I don't want to listen to the shitty song. I've seen some... There's a TikTok cringe subreddit, and some of it gets cross-posted to the other cringe subreddits that I go on because I like to see other people make terrible decisions with their life. Some of it is just fucking bad, dude. Some of it, there's also a trend on TikTok to be like a tough looking dude going, "Did you hit that girl? Ooh, you won't like when I hit you," and stuff. And it is awful,
dude.
Super bad, like lip syncing and shit.
Well, yeah, you remember that song? God. It's like what's that song? It's like, "Do you feel like a man when you push her around?" It's Red Suit.
Face
Red
Down.
Jumpsuit apparatus.
Sure. Yeah, like that.
Face Down by Red Jumpsuit. Yeah.
There's a dude on there who is just like screaming that song, and then he comes back with, "Do you feel like a man?" And I'm like, "Oh, man, dude, you put this out to the public. I'm glad I didn't have this when I was younger." Because I wish
that people on TikTok would get DMCA'd. I think that would be the funniest thing in the world.
How are they not? Right?
I have no idea.
It's got to be.
Because if streamers are getting DMCA'd and YouTubers are getting DMCA'd all the time, why not TikTok?
Why aren't these TikToks getting taken down? Why are they out here?
I say take it all down. Get rid of TikTok.
I can't believe it. It's some of the cringiest shit I've ever seen. Ever.
Vine was different. Everyone's like, "Well, TikTok's like the new Vine." It's like, no. No, it is not. Because you didn't have all those cringy shitlords on Vine. I mean, you might have had a couple, but Vine was funny.
That's the thing. Vines got popular when they were funny. This TikTok thing is like, listen to this cool song and, oh, there's someone dancing in it or something. Or look at this cool dance and I don't really care about the person, but whatever, or something. But it's all garbage.
Like a lot of the time on TikTok, the punchline of the joke is like the song coming in.
Yeah.
And it's such an obvious, like, dumb joke.
Like, oh,
that everybody's
you're relying on a sound cue to make your thing funny? Maybe your thing's not funny. You know, maybe it doesn't work. I really don't like it. It is fucking awful. Also, I see a lot of TikToks that are just reshared around through Facebook and Reddits that are just other popular videos already, just repurposed in whatever format the phone is, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And just shared on TikTok. Like, okay, that's not original content.
I think my most annoying part of TikTok is when somebody sends me a video of TikTok and then it tries to convince me to download the app to watch it. Sorry, bud. I'm not going to watch the thing you tried to send me now.
Not going
to
do it. I
tough shit.
I'm glad other people like it. Sure, whatever. That's your thing. But I just, anytime I see it, I'm like, how do people watch this shit? How do people get around?
I have no idea.
And a lot of, I see other ones that are just girls just wearing almost nothing, lip-syncing a song, and then at the bottom it's like, oh, go to my OnlyFans. I'm like, okay, so we're just, you don't have to be any kind of mature age to download this, and you can just basically see naked people promoting their porn. Whatever. Fuck it. Who cares anymore?
Yep.
No one cares. I don't like TikTok.
I think TikTok's dog shit and it should go away.
While we're talking about TikTok, Howie's TikToks are probably some of the worst fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
He's got
and
a problem.
Quite frankly, I don't want to follow him on Twitter anymore.
I'm worried for that.
Because goddamn it sucks.
I got an email or something for the Howie Do email that was like, hey, Howie sings, and it was like Howie Mandel or something. Is that his TikTok stuff? I didn't click on it.
He has so many bad TikTok things. I don't know what they all are.
Yeah.
Are they on his
Kyle
Twitter?
Kyle tells me about them, and I'm like, Kyle.
Just so this is his words. Just post new workout challenge on TikTok. My secret to success is now posted on TikTok. Nothing is on my TikTok right now. Check it out.
Do you think this is him doing it, or do you think he has like a publicist or like a social media manager for the show? That is like, hey, everyone's on this social platform, and to get more viewers for America's Got Talent or whatever he does, get a TikTok, and then we'll promote the fuck out of it.
Yes.
It's very hard to tell. I feel like this is him being like, I know this is popular, and I'm just going to do it real bad.
Sure. Well, what's worse, him having one or Ellen having one? Does Ellen have one?
She's got to. Is that where she just pranks her
People don't like Ellen anymore. I don't know that she can get away with that anymore. She needs to do something.
I don't know if she had like video evidence or not.
Maybe. She probably just pranks the same fucking babies in the supermarket still. I'm Ellen. Baby has no idea what
pranks
the fuck's going
babies.
On.
Babies.
Yeah. You ever see that video where she's mad at
you? You just got fucking pranked.
She sees babies in a fucking supermarket and takes a megaphone and starts yelling at them. And that's a prank.
Why?
Got him. We
fucking
got him.
Roasted.
Yeah. If I was a parent, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. My kid's sleeping. And young. You're going
to
ruin
his
year.
You know what? Now you got to put him back to sleep.
Right. Guess who gets to babysit for the next year? And give me money.
Mad you can't have a kid.
I mean, she's got kids.
Nope. Not anymore.
Take them away?
No, they take them away.
They took away TikTok? They take away Ellen's kids.
It's all the same thing.
I mean, I'm not safe from saying like, oh, I don't watch funny GIFs on my phone, but they're on Reddit and they're things that I want to see, of course, but they're not like this overshared garbage, try and one up each other, dance move or something. I don't know. I get the appeal of TikTok. It's small consumable videos. Sure. Sometimes it's appealing, whatever. It's not for me.
We watched 30 something videos of unusual memes, and those are funny. There's this YouTube channel called Unusual Memes, and it's just compilations, and dude, that's some funny shit.
Some of them are really good.
Like mega busts, like not good, but
there's just very weird animal videos. It's just like an animal is in there and it does something weird, and they maybe do a weird visual or like sound cue, and that's it.
But there's
like
some
bad dumb jokes
just fucking get me guffing. I'm just guffawing out of my brain.
Hell yeah. What do you think is cringier? Like these TikTok trends, like the swiping one or the dances or something, or like back in the MySpace days, you guys might be too young for this, where people were like making fan signs for each other and sharing them around and stuff. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
What do you think is cringier?
Ugh.
That's tough, right?
That is tough.
Fan signs?
Basically,
can
what
you
it,
find me an example
where they would like write somebody's name on their arm or some shit like that.
Yeah, but like it was one popular MySpace person would like, or someone trying to be people popular. It was also like a lot of the scene kids on MySpace where they're like, "Oh, I'm a hot scene girl, and guess who's my friend? Here's your name on a card in the picture." And like that would start a trend of people like sharing each other's names on these little pieces of paper over and over again with like weird dumb photoshops where the whole, like, the picture's black and white, but the only thing that's colored in are the eyes or something. It's fucking stupid.
I still think
to make sure people knew they were your friend.
Shit, I don't even know what to fucking look for this.
TikTok to me sounds way more cringe than that.
It probably
is. I think TikTok probably is. But I think, like, there I are think some a reason good TikToks, why these were so bad is because a lot between. Of these were people that you ended up knowing. Like, people that you knew were doing this shit.
A lot of the TikToks that are good are older people that are from the Vine time. The Vine because
they know how to capitalize on the short video and or, actually be funny. Yeah.
Probably also people sharing their old Vines that might have gotten seen that's on TikTok.
A lot of people from Vine are, like, famous now.
Yeah.
Logan Paul started on Vine. Alex Ernst was a Viner, and he's a really big YouTuber now. But, like, it's just insane to me. Ooh.
So this is kind of what we're talking about here. This.
Yeah.
TikTok's okay. More cringe.
Dude, I mean,
TikTok's
this
way more cringe.
Right, but this stuff, this was like, this isn't the only, like, MySpace cringe thing, but this is something that, like, I think was just one of the worst things that was going on. And it's all, like, every girl in these pictures has the
same
fucking
haircut.
What are those hand
signs?
Haircut. What's that?
I think I went to high school with that one.
This one
probably.
Here?
Left, that one, yeah.
I mean, looks like six girls I went to high school with.
Right?
Like, just some of this shit, dude. It's all bad. Look, there's Ian. There's one for you.
Aww. I don't know who that is.
Insania?
I don't know why that's funny to me.
Is that Tom?
Sure, yeah. Look, that is garbage. Garbage. Stuff like this, yeah. Yep, so. Sorry for the visual bit at home, everybody. But there you go.
Yeah, I think TikTok's more cringe.
Probably.
It's all bad, but yeah.
Be gone with it, I say. Ban
Be
it.
Gone.
Get rid of it.
It's but just like I,
Lou.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was gonna move on, unless you got more to say.
It's just that my closing thought was, I'm just glad I've probably done plenty of cringe things in my life. I'm just glad that most of it's not on video.
True.
Or picture evidence.
Yeah.
Unless you count this video game journalism garbage that I'm doing. This G4 video.
In light of all of this, I have some interesting, I don't know if it's good news, but I have interesting news. B-Dubs has come out with new sauces.
Damn it, I knew this was your fucking topic, because I had two new sauces in my vicinity today that I did not try.
Which ones were they?
Pizza and, fuck, what was the other one?
Lemon?
No.
So lemon, you know, pepper? Pizza's just marinara sauce.
Wrong.
It's not.
The fuck?
It's not.
It's not. There's orange chicken.
It's in the fridge
chicken.
Right now.
Orange chicken was the other one. That was
okay.
It.
So the list of the new sauces in our area, let me go to them really quick, is new lemon pepper, pizza, orange chicken, Nashville hot, which I don't remember, but I don't think it's like new. And then Blazin' Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
But
they also
changed, it looks like to me, they changed their heat scale. So a lot of them are in different orders now, which is like crazy to me because some of these are not even hot. And they got rid of my favorite flavor, which is really upsetting to me. Hot barbecue is no longer available in my area.
You like that hot barbecue?
That was my favorite sauce. It was amazing.
I did not like hot barbecue. I like hot barbecue sauces. And then I tried the B-Dubs one. I was like, this is gross.
Yeah, I like that a lot because it was like tangy. It tasted like if you took honey barbecue and mixed it with buffalo sauce.
I know what it tastes like, and I know what it's supposed to taste like. The B-Dubs hot barbecue is garbage.
Maybe that's why they got rid of it.
Maybe. It's only two people ever have ordered it. Ian because he likes it, and me because I wanted to try it.
But now they have three in its place: Nashville hot, original buffalo, and hot. And now hot barbecue's gone, and those three are taking its place. They've moved a dry seasoning up to the second hottest sauce in the entire thing.
Whoa.
It is now Desert Heat is now above Wild and below Blazin', which I don't know how you can get a dry seasoning to be the hottest.
It's seasonal.
I get it.
I hate you
so
much.
I'm so sorry. I don't usually do this. I don't know what to
pizza is between Parmesan garlic and mild.
Mm-hmm.
And then lemon pepper is between mild and teriyaki. But they also have a lemon pepper dry seasoning, which I thought, you know, that's what it is. But pizza is not marinara sauce. It doesn't taste anything like pizza, actually, to mm-hmm. me. It tastes more like garlic bread, which I think, I thought it was pretty good.
Well, garlic bread's almost pizza, just missing.
Missing the marinara.
True. Yeah.
I think it has pepper flakes on it, so technically, I guess the spiciness is kind of there too.
Yeah. Today, when we were hanging out, my friend ordered the orange chicken and the pizza to try, and I did not try them because I was like, I am out on that. I don't want to remember what's going on right here in my body. So
my issue was that they got rid of my sauce, so I was like, well, now I don't know what to get, so I just wanted to try new ones, and I got Nashville Hot, and it just ripped my gullies up, and I regretted it.
Mm.
But next time I'll get orange chicken and pizza.
I couldn't see myself getting orange chicken from B-Dubs.
No.
Like, I think that would just fuck with me, what my perception of orange chicken is already.
It can't be traditional orange chicken.
There's no way
that it's just regular traditional orange chicken. It has to have some gimmick.
They're not, like, trending into Chinese food.
No.
You know? So whatever your brain's going to think,
we don't know.
It should taste like this. Your brain says it should taste like this orange chicken. And then you're going to try it, and you're like, whoa, this is more chicken than there is orange chicken flavoring. I'm out.
It's more chicken than orange.
It might be better than Panda.
Better than Panda?
Never.
Wrong.
We don't
know. You're scared of that possibility, Gage.
Yeah, you're afraid of
something being better than Panda.
Panda
exists because of orange chicken. It's not B-Dubs is not going to come in here and knock out Panda's orange chicken.
We don't know that.
And they start making rice.
Don't fear the revolution. Don't fear the future.
I'm upset there's no, like, Panda Express I can get inside where we live now.
Front Royal.
I'm not going to fucking Front Royal.
It's not that far.
We have a Panda Express like 2 minutes from our house.
Fuck, dude. That sounds awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
When they moved
out. Used to have one in the mall.
When they moved out of the mall, they were like, yeah, we're going right over there next to the Jiffy Lube or whatever it is right over there. Like, oh, fucking sweet. Awesome. I don't have to come to the goddamn mall to get orange chicken. They never opened up that store. What the hell happened, Panda Express?
Went to Front Royal.
We're just going across the street.
They were already there.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Yeah, that's how they explained it to me. Because I worked in the mall at the time, and they're like, yeah, we're just going right over there, man. Everything's cool. Something else is going to move in here. I'm not sure what. I was like, oh, sweet, man. I'll just, you know, drive over there. I'll get to leave the mall a little bit, or not even have to go to the mall, whatever. Never opened up. Gone.
They must have lost the contract. I would say Nori Japan was my favorite from the mall.
Never had it.
Which one?
Nori Japan?
I'm afraid to have it.
Fucking hell.
I've never went to Nori Japan because I always wanted Panda Express.
Nori Japan.
They always
honestly,
give samples to everybody.
Japan, if you can't have Panda Express, Nori Japan is a substitute.
It is amazing,
I promise.
Dog.
It's a substitute.
Gage, I promise. Okay. It's very good.
Promise?
It's my favorite from them all. In my opinion,
good. I will tell you that I like Nori Japan more than I like Panda.
Really?
I will say that.
My girlfriend does not agree.
She likes Panda more than Nori Japan.
See, I'm like one of those people.
But
she likes
both.
Okay.
And I like both.
Well, I love...
It's worth a try for you, Gage. I think that it can satisfy your craving when you don't want to drive 30 minutes to get it.
I might have to do this week. And if I hate it, I'll have to drive fucking
You'll enjoy it.
See if they deliver.
Drop it in your gullet.
I'm an American who loves bad American Chinese food. Love it. That's why I love orange chicken.
Nor Japan's not bad American Chinese food.
That's the problem. Because it's not the thing I want.
Because it's Japan, and everybody that works there is Japanese or Chinese.
Yeah, you're not allowed to work there if you're not Japanese.
They're all Asian.
Isn't that illegal?
They're all Asian.
Yeah, it is, actually.
The one dude there is super cool.
I do see the girl.
The bald guy, the bald hair.
Right.
The bald hair.
The bald hair.
You got it.
He's super cool.
I do see the girl.
We get our Chinese. Go ahead. We get our Chinese from number one Chinese.
Rated.
Yeah.
Like in the world.
Is that how they get like on
cool.
a phone
It's just
book
number
center
one
something?
China.
Hmm. Number
and also
one China.
Chinatown.
China number one.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they just play PUBG for a while or something?
They might have. I love bad Chinese food.
So do I. That's why I'm like, this is fucking great.
I want Chinese food now.
I want Chinese food now too.
Go get some.
It's too late.
Do we not have a late Chinese place?
Oh, Kyle, should we order Chinese food?
Can we?
I think they're open till pretty late, like 11 or 12.
Definitely not on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, not your places.
No. We're fucked. Stupid Panda Express. Did you have anything else with these new sauces? Did you get to try these things?
I tried Nashville Hot. Kyle tried pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pizza messed me up a little bit.
Because it wasn't pizza, or because it tasted like pizza, but was chicken?
It was fairly garlic heavy. I expected instead of ranch dressing, they'd be like, oh, here's some marinara, but that never, there was nothing
it's
there.
It's weird to me that you guys would say that it tastes very garlicky when they already have a Parmesan garlic.
Probably, well, that's right. The probably Parmesan. That. It's imagine Parmesan garlic without all the sauce.
Okay.
Weird.
So it's less, it's less like sauce oriented and more of like a glaze.
I think I'll just be getting garlic. My honey barbecue.
Yeah,
honey call barbecue. It
looked like a dry rub.
Yeah, okay. It did
if that
like
makes
a
any
dry
sense.
Rub. I am gonna do. I got Asian Zing. Asian Zing's the classic.
Classic.
But I don't think we're gonna be eating B-dubs anytime soon again. But there is a like 100 times better wing place here. Well, there's two actually. One of them is never open, and the other one is actually America's Best Wings. Is the name of the place.
I don't know that I've ever been like, yeah, B-dubs has good wings. It's just the place that has wings.
True. Dude, it's just nachos. True. Their nachos are so fucking good.
Their nachos are great. I had them this week. I went to B-dubs twice this week.
I love their nachos.
It was great.
I might get B-dubs next time, but instead of wings, I'll get like something else and nachos.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, we're not doing B-dubs anymore. But the next time, yeah.
Don't worry.
I'm into their wings because their wings rip my guts.
He'll get weak and do this again. Sorry.
I'll just get America's Best Wings instead.
Get the Crave.
You just go to two places. Just get wings on the way home from getting the nachos. I've done it. I've got to talk about
it. We would order it on Thursday so we got free boneless wings.
Yeah.
And we would get like 15 wings, which is actually 30 wings for like $15.
Right, it's
and
awesome.
And that's lunch for Friday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even put it in the fridge.
Boneless wings are chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Sleep with them in your bed, yeah.
Wake up to that nice salty smell.
You might wake up and get a little hungry.
Just
right back to bed. Like, I mean, they are pizza wings, so they don't go in the fridge at all.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Of course, why
it's
would
counter,
they?
Counter yeah. Chicken.
No, it's God. Okay. The God. Counter chicken's fine. It tastes like pizza.
It's pizza flavored.
It's covered in pizza. Awesome.
It has the properties of pizza.
Right. Well, kind of has the properties of chicken.
Nope.
You think
so
that.
Sad.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. Is that it on your sauces talk?
Yeah.
I cannot stand when y'all talk about warm, room temperature pizza or food in general.
Good
but
stuff.
Get on this fucking raggedy ass vehicle. I don't even know what this thing is. All the tags are gone off of it. Going to the sack zone.
I love that we haven't done this in forever. And your introduction was like, yeah, get on.
Get on
there
in it.
There we go. New
get,
season.
Get on in it. It's the new season of the NFL.
Yeah.
Featuring
me.
More football players than last year. Well, probably not. Maybe the same. I think it's the same. I think it's the okay. Same number. Same number as it's always been. I fucked up. I don't want to say we because it wasn't your fault, any of you. It was my fault.
Right.
I missed week one, so everybody just gets 4 points.
Whoa.
I also kind of fucked
up. Can I get Gage's points?
What?
Can Kyle get my points?
What?
Can Kyle get my points?
Can I get Gage's points?
No, you guys all get 4 points.
I tried.
You don't get fucking extra points.
Fine. Whatever.
But I have all my month points saved up.
I'm the point giver here. So, anyway, week two, I fucked up again. Forgot the Thursday game.
Sure.
So we all get a point for that one, too. So everybody here started off 5-0. Great job, guys. Excellent work.
All right. I don't know why we wouldn't just start at 0.
Because it's more fun this week. It's a numbers thing, Gage.
Okay. Hey.
More points equals more possibilities.
Sure. So the Patriots at the Seahawks, which is currently being played right now,
yeah.
We all picked the Seahawks. The Saints at the Raiders... Ian picked the Raiders. We all picked the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints won that game.
What?
It's not done yet, but they won.
They play tomorrow.
They won the game.
All right. Sure.
It's the fucking Saints, Raiders.
The Patriots and the Seahawks are playing now.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's
the game,
game's already been played.
It's done. And then me and Gage both picked the Cardinals over the Washington football team, the new team, Expansion League.
The new team.
Yeah, the new expansion team for the 2020 season.
Mm-hmm. The experiment.
Kyle and Ian both picked the football team to win. Mm-hmm. They were wrong. Mm-hmm. It was actually the Cardinals football team.
So that means I'm undefeated.
To beat the football team. Yeah, both of us are undefeated. Because we both did that. So for week three, our first on-air pick, we've got week one, game one, Thursday night. I'm an idiot. and he can't speak. It's the Dolphins at the Jaguars.
Right.
Ian, what are you thinking?
Who's home?
Well, what I said was the Dolphins at the Jaguars.
Flip that coin.
I'm not going to do that. Pick
give
one.
Give me the coin.
It's in my pocket.
Damn it.
Dolphins at Jaguars, Ian. Come on.
Hold on. I'll pull up a
God damn it. Fucking just Alexa, like flip a coin.
She's unplugged.
Ah, the one time we could have used her.
That's awesome.
Whoa, I hate you so much.
Okay, which one was home?
Dolphins at Jaguars.
It landed on tails.
So that's away.
Dolphins.
Okay. Kyle, Dolphins at Jaguars.
I'm going to play by fate. We'll decide.
Jags.
Jags. Gage?
Taking the Jaguars also.
Jags. I'm taking the Dolphins, of course.
Loser.
Ooh,
I can just pick the color of the coin.
Game two, the Sunday night game. Ian, Packers at Saints.
Say it with me.
Fuck me.
Flip that coin.
It was tails.
So Packers.
Yeah.
Kyle, Packers at Saints.
Packers.
Oh, okay. Jarrett, Packers at Saints. Saints. Jage, Packers at Saints.
I'm taking the Packers also.
Okay.
Ride the coin. I'm just kidding.
Ian. Ride that fucking coin, baby.
Monday night game. This is a good game. Chiefs at Ravens.
You know what to do.
It's tails again. Is
Damn.
It broken?
All right, Chiefs it is. Kyle, Chiefs
tails
at Ravens.
Tails the app. Chiefs.
Jarrett, Chiefs at Ravens. Ravens. Gage, Chiefs at Ravens. Ravens.
Flip that coin, bitch.
I don't want to. I want the Ravens.
Flip that coin.
All right, I'll flip it. Come on, fate. It's tails again. I want the Ravens.
Yeah,
no,
you're getting
the
Ravens.
I'm going against this coin bullshit.
All right, then the game that I picked.
You are
that's
trying
gonna,
to
that's
cheat.
Gonna
I'm
do
testing
it.
The coin.
Is 2-0-2 teams. Mm-hmm. The Bengals at the Eagles. Ian, what are you thinking?
I'm making the coin.
Oh, it's heads. You get the Eagles. Kyle.
What a twist.
Eagles as well.
Eagles. Jarrett. Bengals. Gage.
Flip Eagles. That coin, bitch.
Eagles.
Fate.
All right.
It was Eagles. It was still Eagles.
So that's that. Also, as per usual, I need everybody's Super Bowl picks. Ian, you can't coin toss for this. Sorry.
I have to think.
You're going to pick two AFC teams again. I know it. Last year it was funny. When you
Kyle, if he's thinking, you're welcome to say your picks now.
Patriots and football.
Wow.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Kyle?
I don't know.
Kyle, I thought you wanted to win this thing.
Okay, and Kyle, who do you have winning that Super Bowl?
Football.
Okay.
I'll eat a shoe.
So, Gage, I know you're
the
picking
shoe might
the
be
Ravens.
Made out of food, but I'll eat it. Yeah, the Ravens, definitely.
And?
The Packers.
The Packers.
Mm-hmm. Go Pack, go, but also lose in
and
the Super
who do
Bowl
you
to
have?
The Ravens.
Okay, you have yep. the Ravens.
Of
course
they're going 16-0, dog.
All right.
And then 19-0.
Also picked the
not,
Ravens.
Not now.
And the
not
Seahawks.
Not because you tested faith. They're going to lose that game.
Don't you say that to me.
So
you
I went,
tested
you
fate. Say
that. I went Ravens Seahawks with the Ravens winning.
Hell yeah, dog birds.
Ian.
Can I do football team and Eagles?
No, you no. You very specifically can't do those two.
They're
together.
The same fucking division. You can do one
has
of them.
Has the same division ever played against each other?
It doesn't happen that way.
In the Super Bowl, no. In the regular season, mm-hmm. yeah, they do it twice. And in the playoffs, they might maybe do it again. Depending
but
on
I
how
want
it works.
Both of them.
You know what? Who am I to tell you no?
That's fate, baby.
Just give them whole divisions versus each other.
Who do you have winning that Super Bowl?
Give me the fucking Eagles.
I'm honest to God, surprised you didn't say Cowboys. Really surprised you didn't just fucking say a different team would win.
Sure. Someone from the NFC East, please.
Thanks. That was your week. 2-3, week one, sack zone, because I'm a degenerate. Yeah, Gage, play the song that you made for this.
I'm doing the best at this.
That ruins that whole cut now. I have to fucking work around that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Was that you? That was him. Was that a... Okay, that sounded like a soundboard.
It is.
Oh, okay.
What's up, fuckers?
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
We're playing Fate. We're playing the Fate game.
Well, that's the end of that. Good game. Good game, guys.
You want to go to Gages? You want to skip mine?
Skip the Satanic Airbnb thing?
I don't like mine.
You made me look like boobs.
You didn't send this to the group?
It's in the group.
I did.
You want to talk about it? We can talk about mine.
We'll skip mine.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Kyle.
Yeah, see? He's sending porn. Satan porn. Sexual Tyrannus. It's in one of the pictures. I saw it.
It's my favorite dinosaur.
Hell yeah. My topic is a lot similar to Ian's. And I think we might have talked about this before, so I don't have to refresh my memory. Has anyone had the McDonald's spicy nugs yet?
No.
They're fucking amazing.
Are they good?
I don't eat fast food.
They are so fucking good.
I don't like spicy, but I might try them if you're telling me they're really good.
Go and get a six piece on the way home.
Because I'll tell you, so I had regular McNuggets the other day.
Spicy is fucking what?
I had regular nuggies the other day, and I'm pretty sure one of them was spicy.
What? Did they slip one in there?
One
a little treat.
One was definitely
got him.
One of them kicked me in the mouth.
Really? Maybe got too close to the spicy.
Maybe it did. It didn't really kick me too hard though.
They're good.
Are they subtle or are they actually spicy?
You can. They got some kick.
Okay.
But they're good.
Are they saucy?
No, they're nuggets.
See, okay. I liked back when I was a mongoloid. I liked the
don't say that
spicy
on Facebook. You'll
McChicken.
Get banned.
Okay.
The spicy McChicken sandwich is really good.
This is a lot like that.
Don't they still have
that? I don't
know. It just tastes like pepper.
They just dump pepper on them.
I shake it up. I think they're very, very good. And I think everyone should get
them. Half a bottle of Da-Bomb on them.
And you know what, Ian? Talking about the hot barbecue thing, I took them, the spicy nugs, and dipped them in barbecue sauce. Hot barbecue.
Ooh.
Mm. Not the same.
Mm. It's so good.
Hey.
Ooh-wee. Go ahead.
I actually have a weird quick question for you guys. If I were to, let's say, get a bottle of hot sauce and get some naked wings from B-Dubs, would you guys be interested in playing a game?
We've done this before. I don't know if you remember the last time when we all almost threw up collectively together.
How hot is this sauce?
It's going to be... I was thinking like five or six different sauces and then putting them like blind taste test. You pick one and it's like chicken roulette.
You know what, Ian?
Okay.
So thumb.
Play some chicken roulette.
That thumbs up. I'll do it.
Can I host the show?
I'll do it.
My G4 audition continues.
He just looking for any opportunity
any
to
opportunity.
Host.
I'm down. I'll do it, Ian.
Okay. If you three want to do it, I'll do it.
I'll be fucking miserable, but I'll do it. For the sake of the show, I'll do it.
Have the Pepto and Tums on.
No
standby.
More, no more fish. I will do this though.
Does that mean we have to go to Virginia Beach? Or you're coming here?
I have no idea yet. Right. I haven't even decided to do anything. This is spur of the moment.
This
thing.
Is just like
I haven't even rehearsed.
Speaking of
do
nuggets,
you gonna do it?
Dips or no dips?
Bring it up.
No
dips. That can be. Our
I want dips.
We can put ranch on these things.
You know,
you can dip it in more hot sauce.
Okay.
You know, at this point, guys, we're probably going to end up giving each other our Christmas presents from last year this Christmas.
They're still here. Yeah.
We're still.
I gave mine. Let's see them over there. Mine are down at my mom's house, so you can just call her.
But also, we can do it like a Christmas, hot Christmas episode.
Hot Christmas episode.
Welcome
no
to
pants.
Hot Christmas.
No pants. Hot Christmas sounds cool. We don't have hot boy summer or anything.
I did. It's my whole summer.
I love it.
It's my name. It's a curse.
Yeah, if you want to do that, fine. Whatever. Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
I've only got
we'll
one stomach.
See.
Why not?
No,
we'll
not
see.
We'll see. You got our hopes up now. You got us all of us to say yes.
I don't know that my hopes are up.
What if that was a part of the bit?
You got us all,
you all
ready.
Excited and then surprise you with Sir Stromings.
You got all of us to say yes. I will say no and walk out.
You bring that.
You already said yes.
Just over again.
Don't tempt fate. Don't tempt fate.
I'll flip
you bring
the coin
that goddamn
over
fish
your
to me again,
skull.
And I might punch you in the gut.
You have to smell first.
Nope.
Yep, that's just what I mean.
Make sure your mouth numb, I guess.
I watched those videos again recently.
Really?
They hold up.
Do they?
Oh, they hold up really
they
well.
They're pretty good.
Especially the Jared throwing up into his face.
Wow, look at that. My nose threw up.
I really, with the G4 video, I really wanted to put in the podcast where we do for 4th of July, where you're wearing almost nothing, Ian. But like, I needed such a small clip to show like the other podcasts too. So I was like, nah, I'll stick with the Christmas one. But man, I really wanted to.
You should have. I was horny for America that day.
It was really good. What a great day.
I'll be horny for it again next year.
You're not horny for it this year?
I was horny for it this year.
We got a big month coming up for America. New video game consoles, of course. Consumerism at its finest.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Also, spicy nugs are in stock. Jared, go get some spicy nugs on my home.
I don't have any money on me right
you
now.
You fucking bastard.
I don't think. Maybe I do. Hold on.
You make me want to order food, Gage, but I don't think anything's open.
How much are they, Gage?
Yeah, everything's closed.
$2 for six.
I have a dollar.
Son of a bitch.
Be like, give me 1.5.
Can I get?
Yeah. I just want to try
can
one.
Can I just get a chicken nugget? One spicy and some sauce. Nugget, bro?
If you go to the drive-thru and say, like, I just want to try the spicy nugget. Can I just have one?
Can I just get one? I will give you a dollar.
They probably go for it. They probably go for it. They're really good. I don't have anything else other to talk to that unless you want to talk about other nugget places and who's got good nuggets.
Down here, boneless chicken is different than what I've always known it to be.
What do you mean?
So, you know how, like, there it's, like, cubed chicken that's just breaded?
Sure.
Here, it's like they took cuts of chicken breast and just, like, chopped it up.
Okay.
And then they deep fry it in batter and not breading.
Oh. So they're, like, strips?
Kind of. Like, it's weird. It's amazing. It's by far, honestly, I like it way more than chicken nuggets that we used to get from B-dubs. Because, like, boneless chicken here is like it's like breaded in batter instead of in like breading, and it's like you have more chicken than you do breading.
Okay,
it's so fucking good. It changed my whole entire outlook on boneless chicken.
They're probably just thawing out a Tyson's bag of fucking spicy chicken breast and serving it up
and then rough chopping it.
I don't know, man, but there's no breading on it. It's just batter. It's batter and deep fried pretty much.
Well, good for you, because here we got little cute boys, and we keep up. That's what I was eating today.
I've also switched off of boneless wings.
Oh, no. You went back to the bone?
I get my hands dirty now, boys.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Can't have it.
Good.
They taste when it comes to B-dubs, I still get boneless, even though it sucks. But also, B-dubs in general just sucks. But like when we go to like a wing place, I get the boner, boys.
It's
traditional
too much
wings
work.
Are so much better. No, they taste
much
so
work.
Much better.
I don't want to work
all
for
I
the
do,
fucking food.
I take a flat, I hold it, put the whole thing in my mouth, and
you,
strip
and
it.
Yeah, exactly. You
dude, bite it's one bite go, and bro. Done. Nope. It's amazing. Nope. And you do the same thing with the drumsticks. You put it in your cheek, and then you just spin it and pull it.
Yep,
I'm
exactly.
not a fucking
dude,
squirrel. Man-made
God,
forks.
Dude, that's incredible.
It blew my mind.
That's
I was
so
like, this
easy,
is the future.
Dude. And they taste
like,
so
this
much
is how
better.
Meant
Why
to be.
Do you have these tools that you don't use? Are you trying to go backwards? You trying to be caveman again? You trying to be before fire times? You want no forks? Get it out. Take forks out of your fucking kitchen tonight when you get home.
I use chopsticks for a lot
and
of
throw away all your ranch.
Throw it all out. Get rid of everything.
Dude. No, Kyle, what you do is you drink the ranch.
No.
I can't.
It's a condiment for your mouth hole. You strip and you dip.
Strip,
dip, and switch.
All right, so strip chicken wing, right? Drink some ranch.
And then swish it.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's
I
great.
I'm going to throw up now thinking about it. You drinking fucking ranch.
You don't drink the ranch
You know what?
Yet.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
No.
When
it.
I come down for Christmas, we're eating bone-in wings, and we're going to teach you how to strip wings.
That's not a teaching problem. It's a thing where like, I live in 2020 where forks exist, and I'm using tools
to
make things easy.
We're going to do
genetic chickens that don't have
bones. Right. Boneless think chicken, of the marketing, though. How we do striptease. How we do striptease, and we're just
only
stripping
fans.
Wings.
First OnlyFans video.
I would love to put out a video called How We Do Striptease to thumbnail all of us shirtless. The video, us eating wings.
Yeah, you just got to strip wings.
The biggest clickbait ever.
It's writing itself, Gage. Yeah. When I come down for Christmas, we're doing a striptease.
I don't know.
And
it sounds
we
like the
are...
kind of bit that can get me thrown off my G4 campaign. I'm not trying to make any controversy right before voting goes in.
It'll be after the voting.
I don't know that there's voting at all. I don't think there is. I think it's someone with a fucking...
Who's voting?
I think it's some fucking intern's like, this guy looks good. Send him an email.
He has 500,000 followers. Yeah,
fuck him.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll get his viewers to watch our shit. Cool.
But yeah, I want to watch you guys try to strip some wings. That's what we'll do.
I've never tried it. I don't think I can do it.
We're going to do it. When I come down, me and Jarrett will teach you the way of the strip.
Yeah.
God, that's dude, so that's the fucking future. All you do, the only things that get dirty on my hands are these two fingers.
But here's the thing.
And you know what I do? Do you know what I do?
Go ahead.
Clean finners.
I don't like having my hands dirty.
I don't either.
Licking
I hate
fingers.
It.
I fucking hate that shit.
I hate it too. But these two, my bad boys, are you kidding me? I'll suck these boys dry.
When I eat wings, nothing's dirty on me because I use a fucking fork.
Yeah, you eat baby nugs.
Fine with me.
You eat them big boy wings.
It's the same
you need to eat them
it's
jumbo
the same
boys.
Sauce. It's the same taste. I don't know. The bone doesn't
less
make
hassle.
It better anyway.
Not the same 0%
chicken. 0% way.
It is not the same chicken. It
comes from the same fat ass bird that's got good bits and bone bits.
Nope.
Yeah. They make this genetically giant bird that can't fucking walk around, and you got those tiny little legs, and I get the fucking chunk of fucking chicken.
God, I want some chicken boner boys right now.
Order some then.
I can't. They're closed. I have to order them for lunch tomorrow.
There you go.
No, I don't want them at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. I want them now.
Right.
I want them now. Now I'm going to starve.
Good.
I have to find something to eat in the kitchen. Might make a bowl of cereal.
Go to the kitchen because you're such a fucking savant with these wings eating. Throw away all your goddamn utensils. Get rid of them all.
Then what'll Kyle do?
Put him in Kyle's room.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I got nothing.
Sign him over to him. Put him in his will or whatever. Give him to Kyle. Kyle, these are your forks now. Name
I
it.
Eat with
Label
my God-given forks.
Huh?
My God-given forks.
These aren't forks. Can't hold hot food.
You want to bet?
Spoons.
Yeah, spoons, food. Fork, knife.
Yeah, spoon, shit leaks through. Great, perfect spoon.
Stuff doesn't leak through. Yeah. Excuse you?
Whole water in your hand.
No leakage.
That's not enough water, you piece of shit.
Listen, you can overflow a spoon, you can overflow a hand, okay?
But a spoon's always going to fill that amount. Your hand, if you want that amount, is going to leak in your fucking hand holes here. What, are you draining your hand?
No. Get out of here with that. You can seal that shit. I can seal that shit tight. Look, no air, huh? The smallest molecule.
I'd rather be the guy walking around with like a fork and a spoon in my pocket than this jackass with dirty-ass fucking hands.
I got healthy hands. I got flavor savers.
You're carrying them with you now?
No, I would though, Kyle, because I'm a man.
Yeah, because he can't handle his hands.
2020 man.
2020 man that can't get his hands dirty. 2020 boy.
Not that I can't get my hands dirty. It's that I don't have to because the future says I don't have
to.
You're scared to. You're afraid of the future.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the future. I was just afraid of it.
Do you want a Banky gauge?
I'm waiting for the future where there's a fork and then a spoon on the other side, and I got like a lightsaber thing going on, Darth Maul style.
Maybe a sippy cup?
Somebody will invent that now that you said
that. I said it, yeah.
So,
I'll take a sippy cup. Yeah. Do I get
you
to spill?
You willed it into existence.
Why do we make fun of babies for using sippy cups? They can't spill anything. Perfect. Sounds good to me. I'm still a jackass that would drink out of this fucking bottle and still spill it.
I mean, yeah, me too.
Why not have a sippy cup?
There's too much of a filter. I want a lot of my liquid, not just a
little bit. I want unfiltered liquid.
Yeah.
I want powder.
Give me straight from the tap.
Yeah. I want the water that's unfiltered, that's got all the floating dead animals and shit in it.
That's breast milk, baby.
Makes me strong.
We're going back to the boys season two, that boob juice.
No. No boob juice.
Please no.
Yeah. I'm a man
unfiltered
that can drink
genius.
Fake milk from a fake cow on a fake farm somewhere. The picture on the jug, not the cow you're drinking from. Whatever. I don't care what happened, if there was a cow or not. Tastes like milk, fine. Doesn't have to be real. I want scientifically made good food. Doesn't have to be
great food
for you. You're
the weakness in the world.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Scientifically make food that tastes great. Whatever. You want to make fake chicken? Whatever, I don't care. You want KFC?
I'm pretty sure that's
better
not have bones in it.
What's that? I'll get cancer. Whatever, fine, whatever. What's that, Kyle?
I said that chicken better not have bones in it.
They're not. Yeah, KFC's out there 3D printing nuggets. I'm going to eat that. I don't care.
You just disgust me.
I ain't disgusting. G4, my hands
G4, clean. You better be listening.
Yeah, listen yeah, to yeah, this G4, nasty man.
Go ahead and listen, because I'm using a fork and a fucking spoon to eat my food instead of my hands. I'm always clean and ready to go.
In
I'm not
my video, fucking
gunk all over my goddamn face.
In my video, I said you need a man that can get his hands dirty, and let me tell you, this boy can't.
Oh, you lied
this
to G4.
This boy's afraid to get his hands dirty. I was misled. This false prophet
now, if,
of a man.
If to Ian, to your point, if it's to make content, look at as dirty as you want.
Listen, this will be okay. The last thing I say about wings.
Go ahead.
If I can eat bone in traditional wings without making a mess on my own face and my own hands, I think that you can do it too, Gage.
How
do you
I agree.
How do you not make a mess in your hands? You have to pick up it's, a saucy wang.
You grab it at the end.
It's the way you
fingers,
eat it.
You
there's a special
it.
Way.
There's sauce all over the goddamn thing.
And then guess what, Gage?
I don't lick my fingers.
Well, then
you gotta
what?
Lick them fingers lick clean.
Finger
I'm
licking
a, I'm
good.
I'm not a finger licker. I carry like 18 napkins with me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Extra napkins, please.
Wet naps.
Right. Well, I'm one of those people that would eat wings. Like, if I had to eat traditional wings, I clean fucking everything on a napkin before I go to the next one. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any fucking sense to do that, because I'm just going to get dirty all over again. But I have to do it because I can't take the fucking
can we,
feeling of the sauce
can we,
on my face.
Can we wrap this up, please? I can't fucking.
Yeah,
I can't even
person.
Listen
I'm an
to
asshole
this
that's fucking using every napkin at the table. Fuck it. Look at me. Get my hands dirty, clean them. Get my hands dirty, clean them. Fuck
what
it.
What a
I don't
fucking
care.
Waste.
Fuck,
you know what
the
best part?
World's going to die 11 years. Paper's running out. I don't care.
Gage,
you're
the
best
you're
part
fucking degenerate.
About wings.
And paper's running out because you keep using it to make trees.
The best part about wings is you eat all of them, and then guess what? You have so much sauce on your fucking finners. You
that's
just lick that
best.
Shit up, dog. You just lick that shit up, dog.
You fucking
that's my
cat.
Dog.
Ugh.
I'm mad.
I'm upset. This is the first time I've ever been upset with Jarrett. Not upset with Jarrett. I'm not upset at Jarrett. Me and Jarrett are equally upset with what's going on.
Can't believe I'm hearing the words that are being said.
I'm offended that me and Jarrett are on the same page. You have look what you've done to me. How dare you?
How dare you make us
meet off the
Jarrett?
Like,
I stand with you. I stand with Jarrett on this.
I don't feel bad about it. I'm gonna talk. Start keep talking about how I eat wings. I'm gonna start TikTok about eating wings. Fuck it. Whatever.
Don't you dare.
I'll be on that side.
Don't you dare, sir.
It'll be a minute-long video set to a terrible Creed song of me fucking eating a traditional wing, cleaning my hands all over without licking them. Going to eat a traditional wing, cleaning my hands up, no fucking licking my hands or anything. Just making sure I'm all fuck. I'll shower in between wings. Fuck it. I don't care. I'll waste water, too. Every wing gets a goddamn shower. Fuck it. Ruin the environment. I don't care. We're all going to die
soon.
Fuck it.
You ass.
Yeah. I'll use. People are fucking starving and thirsty in other countries. I'm using all the clean water we got here just to shower in between wings. I don't care. Ruin the environment. Whatever. We're all dead.
You make.
And it's Thursday.
Yeah.
You make. Sad.
I got 30 of
three.
Them.
Yeah. I got buy two get one or buy one get one. Fuck
yeah.
It. I got
yeah.
them all. I'm wasting wings people want for a fucking dumbass video, and they're just. I'm put them in the shower with me. I'll never be dirty.
I took 30 showers
here's,
today. And
here's an idea for a video. Get the wings, the traditional wings, all sauced up, run them under a fucking faucet, rinse all the fucking sauce on them, then eat them. Never get dirty. What a perfect video to ruin other people's lives.
To be fair, that would be a very funny video.
Right? I could probably get some views on that.
You should do a life hack video and be like, don't want to get your hands dirty when eating wings?
I will 100% do this video now. I 1000% want
to
do this.
You have to have a close up on your fingers so they're super, super pruny.
Yeah.
Like everything's
yeah.
pruny on you.
And just eating this fucking drenched water wing. No, clean hands. Oh, man. What's good content? I got to do that before this fucking episode comes out because the internet will know.
Yeah, the internet will know. They'll do it, and then they'll be like, this guy's copying us. Sue him.
Fuck him.
But you do it on TikTok, you will never get in trouble.
Right, never. I'll just give up all my information to China and America.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard it more than I need to hear.
I'm going to start my own episode, my own show.
Yeah, this is
called
I'm
Wings.
Sickened and weakened by this. I feel like I've just been snaped. You just abracadabra'd me.
That's it.
Yeah, abracadabra, he reached out and grabbed you. thank you all for coming along with us on this hard to hear episode. I hope that you all are on the side of good and not the side of evil and dumb. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave a review on Amazon Music, where we are. We are on Amazon Music. We are also on Apple Store, which is in iTunes, and we're also on Spotify. I don't know about Google Play because their whole deal is all fucked.
It's still there. So if you're using...
I don't know what... If you're on Android and you're using Google Music or whatever...
Why?
Google, yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Just download Spotify.
Get Spotify. Because we're there. Other than that, thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hell, praise Dale. Something about Kevin Bacon and... Do it for Johnny.